Welcome to David's Life and Observation with your host, David Welch. So, there's been so many freaking miscarriages of justice in the last 24 days that is kind of mind fucking boggling, guys. We have New York City cops stripping a baby out of the arms of a 23-year-old woman who decided to sit on her floor with her baby at the welfare office trying to get assistance. All the seats were taken. She decides to sit on the floor, but staff can't have people sitting on the floor because that would affect their image. They have an image to protect. So what does the NYPD come do? Strip up, literally tug and furiously strip a baby out of the hands of a 23-year-old mother. Violently. You had four cops holding the woman down, and one cop viciously pulling the baby out of the mother's arms. And then she gets charged with endangering a baby. And, like, what the fuck are we talking about here? Like, those motherfuckers escalated the situation clear as fucking day on video. Then we have cops. I don't know where the video takes place. I really don't. I wish I did. Who won't tell these minors why they're being detained. And for the sheer fact of filming, they get viciously handled and their cameras get stripped from their hands and thrown to the ground, all because they're doing something they're constitutionally protected and should be able to do under the law. And because they wanted the evidence. Are you fucking kidding me right now? And then we have a human trafficked woman being sentenced for 7 years or some shit like that. Holy fucking shit. Holy fucking shit. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, what the fuck is going on with this? The woman was raped. She took an opportunity to kill that motherfucker and did it. She should be praised and lauded as a fucking hero. She was raped, killed her abuser. She was trafficked. This took place when she was 16, but they wait till she's 20 to sentence her. Like, what the fuck is going on in the world, and why is it so fucking ass backwards that the justice system is viciously and violently going against the people? What is going on here? What is the fucking paradigm shift that we don't understand? We have a militarized everything. Military, gotta show we have power. You don't comply, you will die. What the fuck is that mentality? We need to fucking, and then we have these frat boys, these white, oh, so privileged white boys, these guys that are fraternity dudes that are fucking boozing and shit, raping women and getting a slap on the wrist that gets a $400 fine. When you rape and assault somebody, it should be more than a fucking slap on the wrist. Oh, well, you get time served. You know, I went to Stanford too. You know, let me be your alum buddy. Are you fucking kidding me? Come on. There's so much injustice going on right now. It is fucking incredible that that's allowed to happen. That it's allowed to persist in our society. Why are there not people ripping the fucking judge's head off? And they're all looking at arguments. Oh, it's within the bounds of the law. The motherfucker raped a girl. Unconscious. That's wrong. That has to be set an example. That motherfucker should have the book thrown at him. But we get pleasantries. And, oh, well, it's okay. No, it's not okay. We need to start banding together as a country, as citizens, to fight our government. We literally now are in a situation where we have to fight our government. We can no longer stand by and allow this shit to happen. We can't allow public officials to do this. We have to violently defend our freedoms. We're in that stage now. We can't go back. We can't walk it back. There are too many protests. There are too many public officials getting away with murder, literally getting away with murder. And there are too many public officials defending the white bureaucracy that is this country. We have public officials stripping babies out of arms. We have public officials not doing their fucking job and getting away with it. We have a society where people think it's okay to call the cops. It's no longer okay to call the cops. And so I'm sorry, but if you're a business and you need to handle business and take care of people yourself, remove them from the situation. You call the cops if they're being violent. And cops need to learn how to de-escalate. But that's where we stand, people. We stand in a nation that's allowing egregious things to happen. And it's from the top down. Our president's throwing a tantrum because he's not getting his way. We might as well call them the House of Lords, these congressional assholes and senators who aren't doing their fucking jobs. They're doing everything they can to have a government shutdown because they want to have the biggest pissing party on the planet. They want to be able to just say they're right. They're okay doing a government shutdown affecting millions of lives all because they want to be right. Not because they're protecting their constituents. It's all about a check in the wind column from them. They don't pay attention to actual science and studies. They pay attention to the facts that they want to use, and that's it. They're doing a disservice to this country. If your public official is not doing their jobs, remove them. Veto them. You know, cause a reaction. Do something. You know, it's too... People are so quick to fucking harm other people by false accusation. Like, where's the penalty? Where is the fucking justice when someone makes a false accusation or it's an unfounded accusation? That person should be in handcuffs. We've seen that lately, where people make bold-faced lie accusations, ruin another person's life, and then later on, when the dust settles, they quietly recant and say, oh, well, that didn't really happen, but I felt bad at the time. The penalty should be, hey, that person, the time that person was going to serve goes to you. You're fucked. Or, hey, now you need to spend a year behind bars because you decided to falsely accuse somebody of a crime that we were going to charge them, that they had the potential of spending a long time at, you know, behind bars. So if that happens in this country, people should be arrested on the spot. Oh, and there should be arrests for perjury. If a law enforcement official, if a government official, if somebody commits perjury and they lie to get somebody detained, they lie to get somebody arrested, they lie to get some piece of information, they should spend some quality time behind bars. And that person that did get detained and arrested should have restitution from that person and their family singularly, particularly. And if that was a government official that did that, they should have that. The government officials should be like, okay, well, now we have to pay amends to you. We actually have to pay restitution for every false accusation in here. Because it ruins your life. And public officials need to do their fucking job and actually come out and apologize when they do wrong. But they don't. They don't want to admit wrong. Even when they're clear as day wrong. They can be wrong all day, but they won't ever, 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 ever admit that they did wrong. Because that would go against their public image. Wrong all day. So we gotta stop protecting public images here. So, and in the state of Texas, we have mental health professionals who have way too much power. I mean, if you ever look at the family court system and the way therapists have the singular controlling whim to screw over a family financially, psychologically, everything, it's way, way, way out of bounds. Because what the court will do, wrong, right, or indifferent, they're going to find you guilty of something, right? It doesn't matter if you're actually guilty of anything. It doesn't even matter if you committed a crime or not. They will find you guilty of something so that they can subject you to services, right? So we see CPS handing out a whole list of services. It doesn't even matter if you have the best lawyer in the world. You're going to be found guilty in Texas, and you will have to do services that cost you time and money. And then if your kids get to relatives that are a couple hours away, you're still going to have to drive back and forth to see your kids as often as you can. You'll have to spend money out the wazoo because you still have to finance your kids, even though they're with relatives, which is, you know, always a good thing to pay for your kids. But you shouldn't be in this situation because there was no situation that you did wrong, but they're going to find you guilty based on hearsay and false accusations with no proof. There is no proof. All this he said, she said bullshit, if there's reasonable doubt that this person didn't commit a crime or didn't do anything, they should be fucking okay. Welcome to David's Life and Observation with your host, David Welch. Sorry for my hiatus away for a while. I was just, you know, getting on the other side of the holidays here. Spent time with my kids, which is much needed. So now we're back in the game, everybody. 2019, you know, you got the whole rest of the track to run. So right now we're just getting started to kick in that first 100 meters. Okay? So right now, I mean, we're at a very interesting time in the development of the United States. We are at a point where so far capitalists and capitalism has been working. For the most part, it has been. The system doesn't look like it's going to go away, but there are going to be modifications to the system and upgrades, as with any society. So what am I talking about? What is the expectation? And the expectation is to find that balance, to find that happy place where people and the masses are okay and comfortable within the system that they're working in. And the unfortunate thing is labor and labor type work, and, you know, those who are in the labor industry and those who are doing the work for the rich are being shit on. And we're being shit on in a major way. In fact, we're having to, as workers, even if you have a degree or don't have a degree or whatever have you, you're being forced to come up with multiple ways to try and earn money. Just to make it. That's just to make it to the end of the road, right? That doesn't mean you're going to have savings. That doesn't mean you're going to have a whole lot of extra anything. We're going to be pretty much living hand to mouth for the rest of our days until we get to the point where somebody in society just discards you. And so far, we're doing a damn good job at discarding our elderly. Yeah, we've come up with homes and all sorts of things to try and make their exit from this life as comfortable as possible, but we're not making it an enriching experience. We're placating their basic needs. And even that, if you can't afford it as an elderly person, you're fucked. You just hope that you fucking make it to a hospital and they allow you to stay long enough to fucking die peaceably. And that's, it's kind of a horrible fucking image if that's all people see is, you know, our elderly aren't being taken care of. You know, they're having to work well past retirement just to help the family make it. You know, you got the elderly, you know, in their 70s and 80s caring for children who are toddlers and small children because their parents want to go around and fuck off. And or their parents are working and hustling super hard and they have no recourse but to get that help in that way.
So, I mean, there's just a we're just at a very interesting development point, developmental point in our society where we're gonna have to make a decision to keep thriving as a society. We have to decide as human beings to do three things. First, we have to decide to go forward moving with the mentality of keeping society alive, meaning we're going to have to work on developing better farming systems in major cities. We're going to have to incorporate more farmers markets, more healthy items available for less. Versus the fast food paradigm where unhealthy items are easily accessible and cheaper than the healthy items. That paradigm needs to shift. Healthcare needs to be accessible and cost-free, at least not at the cost it currently is, to the American people. If you're not able to stay healthy, it's very easy to get pissed off about being having one type of service and the rich having a different type of service altogether. And I'm tired and sick and tired of this government shutdown affecting all of those things for people who they demand society and even the government themselves demand they keep working despite not being paid. All over a fucking wall. But the second thing, yeah, healthcare is going to have to be a very important thing that we're going to need to channel our energies into and make it more affordable. That's just the way it is. The access to it and the ability to not go financially bankrupt just because you're in a situation where you don't have insurance, or you don't have, or you're not even covered by the best insurance, from, whatever business you work for. Let's say, you're an independent person, you're trying to have health care, and you fall through the cracks somehow. Those people need to have access to health care. Or here's what's going to happen. You're going to have unfortunate incidents where the system fails someone in being able to help provide health care, and that healthy family member who had that unhealthy family member die because of something that was preventable but didn't get the treatment for, something that was needed that they didn't get put on a list for, you're going to run into a John Q situation, or you're going to run into a situation where, you're going to have good people doing bad things to make sure that their family's needs are met. And that's with any breakdown in society. You will see good people do bad things when their family unit's affected, when their livelihood is affected, when something major goes down in a family unit. You will see this breakdown in their moral compass. It happens. So there's a fine line with people. And if you cross it, that creates a fight or flight response. You cross that paradigm. Some people have the affordability and the ability to fly into the arms of their safety network, family, friends, whatever have you. But if you don't have that and you're dependent solely on yourself, you become very visceral when trying to care for someone or trying to, just exist within the confines and barriers of society. It's just the way it is. We have a very advanced society, but we also have shitty people in it. Our advanced society shits on the poor. Our advanced, technologically advanced society shits on the rest of the world when it comes to this, where we are fucking indifferent about the needs of others because we're okay at the moment. That's what it is. You will shit on the needs of others because you are okay at the moment. Some of us, And the immediate argument that I would face to that is, hey, I'm too fucking busy working my 65 plus hours a week to care about some starving kid. And that may be true, but there are others of us who are wealthy, who have the means to help that balance of society stay whole, monetarily and physically and mentally, but they choose not to because, I don't know, because they've decided they've gotten to that point where, why should I help anybody and nobody helped me get to the top? When they fucking know that's not true. Business owners will be the first motherfuckers to say, yeah, I did it. You know, I became a business owner and I did this and I achieved all these things. Motherfucker, people helped you get to where you're at. You didn't get multi-millions of billions of fucking dollars not getting help from people. And here's what I mean. There are people that work in your restaurants. There are people that work in your businesses. If you shit on them, they will shit on you right back. Just like the government. We're going to find this out real quick. You don't pay people to work, they're not going to work for you. And then when you fucking set mechanisms in place to affect the career of those who aren't doing their job currently while the government is in shutdown, you're going to fucking create a monster. You're going to create somebody who is looking for a way to make that extra money. You're going to look for, you're going to have people that are more than okay with cutting the throats of those who are above them in order to get to their station and stay in that good grace. And that's what creates, you know, governmental infighting. That's what creates, you know, a whole system of people to fucking shut down and do wrong and do bad. But let's go back to the origin of this fucking mess. It's a wall, a fucking barrier, which is going to be more of a metaphor than it is for an actual deterrent. You know, I mean, Trump wants to build this massive fucking wall on a southern border that's imaginary. It's an imaginary border. In some instances, it's a physical border of a fence or whatever have you, but it's what we've declared as our territory, our turf. Since when did America get in the business of fucking just being a street-level thug and fighting over our turf? We as human beings need to get over that fucking thing. Yes, it's important to have barriers in some instances. It's okay to prevent a flood into a system. If you have a system of government or a system that's working within the confines of a certain populace, okay. Create a better system, a more efficient system. So that's what people have been saying from the beginning. Create a more efficient system for people to get here and abide by the laws. And those who do break the law, you know, find out what mechanism caused them to fucking break the law other than, it's not just sheer ignorance, it's the access to a better lifestyle. But that's slowly becoming not the case, where the better lifestyle is only for those who have, that are part of that 1%. The middle class is losing ground every day. Soon we're just going to have two options. The filthy poor and the filthy rich. And just like Richard Orjeta said, the fucking filthy poor will eat the rich. They will. It's going to happen. The third thing people need in society, other than a secure balance of wealth, is a secure balance of healthcare and a secure balance of a living situation. The housing market is a fucking seller's market right now. It is a system at which there's going to be another pop, there's going to be another bubble. The banks are going to be fucking scolded again. Somebody's going to need a bailout again. And industries all around are going to fucking crumble around the housing market. And it's just really fucking unfortunate that there's this utilization in the housing market that's so severe. You know, like 2 summers ago, you could have bought a house in Phoenix, in the Phoenix area for, under 200K, now every house in that area is 300K and above. But when the bubble pops again, which it will, it's going to create another catastrophe in the market. It's going to be a ripple effect. So housing needs to be fucking affordable. If you're a single person, you can't afford to live. You create a homeless person with a desire to subvert their station. And do you believe they're going to do that legally and lawfully? No, because they can't even be legal. You can't live lawfully. Fucking cities across the US are attacking the poor constantly and penalizing them and locking them up in cages. What do you think is going to happen when half of the population of the United States is locked up in a cage and the other half are the gatekeep and other on the other half of the key keepers or the cell keepers or the peacekeepers or whatever you want to call them? You're going to have that society break out one day. You're going to have that society freak out one day that there are too many citizens who haven't committed egregious crimes other than smoking a plant that are locked up behind bars. And it's a fucking travesty. You got local law enforcement that's never punished for shit. I mean, the government shutdown is gonna need to fucking happen soon. And Trump's right on this issue. And this is the issue that he's right on. We need to stop giving fucking money to countries where we have a high number of poor ourselves. We need to think about ourselves. Just like any situation. Self-care is health care. We need to take care of ourselves. We need to take care of those who are less fortunate in our society and rebuild our infrastructure before giving money to other countries. Other countries are going to have to make do with the resources they have. Unfortunately, that's the way it goes. We have to make do with our resources. They have to make do with their resources. Now, they want to jump into our market? Yeah, you're going to have to, earn the way to stay in our market. Build a better government over to where you're at. Make it more efficient. But we're heading into a dark age, people. We're heading into an age of, it'll be a new dark age. It's going to happen. We're going to enter a new dark age, and I don't want my kids living in a new dark age. I want my kids to thrive in a technologically advanced, harmonious society. We can reach that as a people, but we need to stop shitting on other people to get to that bliss, to get to that echelon in our development. We can have our cake and eat it too. We can. We just need to learn how to do it.
Welcome to David's Life and Observation with your host, David Welch. Today's show is going to be about the government shutdown, the GoFundMe for the wall, and what's going on in my case, or what's not happening, and what we're planning to do. I'm going to lead off with the government shutdown. What the fuck is going on in Congress and in the White House? What is going on? We have 800,000 government employees and probably more people affected by this shutdown. Are we going to be able to file taxes? Are we going to be able to do what it is that we normally do as citizens around this time? Or do we need to be France, don yellow vests, and go handle our lawmakers, go handle our politicians in the way that they are not going to enjoy being handled? That may need to happen. I fully endorse yellow vests being here in the United States.
I fully endorse our taxes going where they're supposed to be going and not funding bureaucrats forever. Congressman, this whole for life benefit package that you get is bullshit. It's hogwash. It's something the American taxpayer shouldn't have to fucking pay for. You serve your fucking term, you get the fuck out, that's it. We need to end Congress's love affair with taking our money and money that's ours and doing whatever the fuck they feel with our money. This is driving me insane with that shit. Largely in part to a temper tantrum by our President of the United States and the Democratic leadership. We have a shutdown that's affecting about, you know, pretty much everybody in the United States at this point. And there doesn't look to be an end in sight because neither side will capitulate on principle. President Trump is throwing a tantrum that he's not getting his wall funded. The Democrats are just blocking this shit because they don't want to fund something, a barrier. They don't want to spend the money on that. But they're more than okay throwing money elsewhere that doesn't need to fucking go. Like sending money to South America and Central America. For what, motherfuckers? That's our money. What are we doing with that money? It's our fucking money. Where's it going and why? We need to audit the Fed something fierce. Something motherfucking fierce. It needs to happen. We need to audit the Fed. We need to end this government shutdown, which is temper tantrums thrown by Schumer, Trump, and Pelosi. We need to end their temper tantrum and get back to the business at hand of work. We need to put in the fucking work. We need to ensure that the American people who are paying taxes, who are contributing to this great nation of ours, is not throwing away our fucking money into the black pit called the government, the black pit called the Pentagon, the black pit called the fucking Fed. I fucking am annoyed with the fact that the government fucking is a never-ending open maw of waste and extravagance and unnecessariness all rolled into one. There are mechanisms in the federal government that, yes, I believe are, that we should get back to, that are, I believe, needed. You know, like, I don't know, work back on our infrastructure. Work on our roads, our bridges, and build back into the United States. You know, stop wasteful spending and giving government contractors this excess amount of money and charging $100 for a hammer that we should be paying $10 for or $20 for. We have to end that shit. It's a non-sustainable fucking model. The only ones that are profiting from this bullshit are the CEOs of those companies that are contracted with the U.S. They're making 100,000, well, I wouldn't say 100,000%, but they're making 1,500% more than CEOs made, you know, 40, 50 years ago. It's amazing. We have the unbelievable nonsense that we call the federal government right now. We have a shutdown in place over ego and temper tantrum and bullshit. We have mechanisms in place that we should be using. Hold on. Excuse me. Sneezing on the air sucks. I hate doing it. Happens every damn time. But yeah, so we have mechanisms in place that aren't going to be there come tax season But they sure as shit will take our taxes. They will continue to take our money, come hell or high fucking water. Because we have an automatic fucking take from our fucking coffers and goes right to the governmental fucking kingdom. I hate that with a motherfucking passion. I really do. Are we living in the dark ages where we fucking have to give to the king and pay fucking fealty? Fucking sure as shit feels that way. I thought we as Americans strove to get away from that. Didn't we fucking go to war with England for freedom only to walk ourselves back into a fucking slavery mentality or walk ourselves back into an owned mentality because the government sure as shit feels like they own you. I mean, what part do they not own? They tell you what to do, how to think, what to feel, how to dress, how to look. If you don't think that's true, try walking around without clothes. If you don't think that you fucking are, if you think you're free, try gathering your own fucking rainwater without a fucking permit. Try walking down the road with a fucking gun on your hip in a city that or a state that they don't allow you to do that. You don't have permission. Whatever happened to Americans? Whatever happened to being fucking American people? Why are we allowing these governmental tyrants to shut down our government over nothing? Over a fucking attitude problem with our leaders in government? I mean, do our other leaders in government not have an opinion? Can't they call bullshit where bullshit is? Can't they step in and say, fuck that, guys. Let's stop this shutdown. Let's come to an agreement for the American people, the people that pay our fucking salaries. And, oh, by the way, we shouldn't get a salary like a true blue American congressman, former Navy SEAL. So fucking American. Why get paid when the American people, there are Americans not getting paid? Why should I accept my paycheck? If there are people who live hand to mouth already, not being able to feed their fucking families, not being able to pay their rent, not being able to do what they normally would do. Why is that a thing? Why? We need to learn. We need to learn from our mistakes. We need to learn from those who are doing it right somewhere. We don't have the best system. We don't have the best people in place. We don't. We as Americans, land of opportunity, land of big dreams, land of upward mobility, is slowly becoming the land of bullshit. The land of frivolous fucking laws and people scamming other motherfuckers to get money in any which way they can. You wonder why the poor and the downtrodden commit the horrifying acts that we see on television all the time? Because they're not in a safe fucking environment. They're not in a safe place. They're not in a comfortable situation, which we overwhelmingly should have in this country. We have too many motherfuckers in government fucking with people, making life terrible for other people and not giving a shit because they get paid. We have a constitution. We have the amendments to the constitution, a basic guideline of how we should be and act as Americans. Do we have motherfuckers like magistrates and administrative, somehow legal people that make court decisions without there being an actual judge? Which I don't know how the fuck that works. But we have a failure of the judicial system. There is a big fucking failure. We have a flawed system. We need those in the justice system to beg for forgiveness from the American people. We need them on their knees placating themselves to the American people.
They are our fucking servants. If they didn't like the terms of the gig, then they should get the fuck out. If you're a congressman and you don't like the terms of the gig, you don't like the privileges we fucking give you to do whatever it is you fucking do in government, whatever, if you're on this fucking panel or you're on this fucking committee or whatever the fuck it is you do, if you don't take that job seriously as a motherfucking heart attack, and you don't do what your constituents want you to motherfucking do, then get the fuck out. Let somebody else step up to the plate who wants to be there, who wants to commit the time and be a motherfucking Congress and pass laws and do what the motherfucking shit is right. If you're one of these archaic, rich dinosaur motherfuckers that has done nothing but make money off the American people, and yes, Bernie, you're part of this echelon, then you need term limits. You need get the fuck out of Congress. I don't care if you need to groom your replacement to have the same ideology or to have similar ideology that you do. Whatever. That's fine. Don't care. But you and your antiquated, non-relevant fucking ass need to get the fuck out. How can you honestly say you're for the American people and do for the American people when you are bought and sold by corporations to spit their fucking message? It's the American people you are working for, not the American businesses, not the American CEOs. Those aren't representatives of the American people. They are individual Americans themselves. We need people in Congress and people in government to turn around and call bullshit and call people out for their wrongdoing. I'm sorry, but if you've committed perjury, you need to go to fucking jail. If you've lied to the American government, you committed fraud, you need to go to motherfucking jail. If you've done things and you're part of the American framework of our country, you're part of the administrative framework of our country, and you've done wrong, you need to go to motherfucking prison or get the fuck out of the position and lose money for fucking up. There needs to be people that are fired. There needs to be people that are fucking understanding the importance of what they need to do to stay in position. We need people to understand that this country shouldn't be a wasteful country. This country needs to be a place of intention, a place of purpose, a place of understanding, a place of where dreams can actually be fucking met and where people are not persecuted. So our government shutdown needs to unfuck itself. We have those in government who are fucking screwing Americans right now. I can't believe they want people to work without a paycheck. I can't believe it. I'm sorry, I'm not getting paid for a service I'm doing. You can kiss my ass goodbye. I'm not going to do work and not get paid or compensated. It's not going to fucking happen. And every American doing said work without compensation should tell the corporate business that is our government to go fuck themselves and walk the fuck out. And go find work in the private sector where they can earn a little bit of money and feed their family. It is high time. High time in this country that we take our tax money back, that we fight the government for our money that we hard earn and they don't. Taxation is theft. They are taking from you and you don't get a decision where your fucking money goes. You don't. You can dream up the pie in the sky dream that you want, but your money that you're putting into taxes, that your business is putting into taxes, does not go where you want it to go. We need an itemized list of what is being purchased and used in this country. So that way, we have people who are math-minded, analytical, to go through and say, you know what?
You have wasteful spending all across the board. We need to get people out of positions that don't make sense. And we need us as the employer to cut the fat. And if that means congressmen, that means congressmen. We can impeach those motherfuckers. I demand this of our country. If we go on for another week of a government shutdown, I say we impeach every motherfucker in government. Put in a whole new cast of players to unfuck the situation. We cannot have this. And especially motherfuckers that are still getting paid off of your dime. How is this a thing? Why is this a thing? Why are we paying for a service we're not getting? I'll never understand that. I'm sorry, but if I'm paying a phone bill and I'm getting a good service, I'm going to keep that phone program. I'm going to keep that bill. If I don't like the service I'm getting, I can go to a different company, pay them money, and it may be at a lower rate, maybe at a higher rate, but if I'm getting the higher quality of service, that's what I'll motherfucking do. But I can't sit here and pay for a government that's not working for the benefit of the American people. I'm sick and tired of these grouchy old motherfuckers in government, in Congress, and the Senate, and all areas of the government, not understanding the Constitution, not understanding the needs and the desires of the actual American people. And we're not ruled, we are governed. There's a difference. We didn't sign up to be ruled. We didn't sign up to say, well, we're every 4 years we got a new master. No, we didn't fucking sign up for that. We are not your subjects. I don't care who the fuck you are. I don't care where the fuck you're from. If you're an American, you have a fucking duty to tear down and rebuild a system that suits us. We have a duty to do that. We have a duty to dismantle the shit we pay for and build it to better suit our growing society. And that starts from local government all the way up. We have a duty to remove violently, if necessary, governmental entities that don't do what they're ordered to fucking do by the American people. They got the dynamic fucked up. They got Americans all fucked up. They're trying to spin it and flip it on its head where Americans are subjugated and not the true rulers of our country. Wrong all day. Wrong all motherfucking day. We need to start having more Boston Tea Parties and less ruling factions and more violence if warranted. We should, as the American people, go to the president with a list of fucking demands and say, this is what we want, motherfuckers. You will make this motherfucking happen or else. And there needs to be a power behind the or else part. We need to band together as a people and not just march. No. We need to march with intent. We need to march with a purpose. We need to march with the idea that if they don't acquiesce to our demands and they don't do what it is we want them to do, we go in and we change the game. We go in and we change the players. We go in and we change it from a conversation from the top of the hill to a conversation amongst equals. I am not ruled. I am a governed man, a governed citizen of this great community we call the United States of America. We are citizens. We are strong. We have the numbers. We outnumber them. And by them, I mean those who have the intention to do us harm. And that also means our own government, people. That's not some foreign person who may or may not have the intention to hurt us. It means those in our government who intend to do things not for the American people. We have those already. We have those in our society who are more than willing to subvert your rights, your God-given rights, your inalienable rights, for their comfort, for their peace of mind, for your money. We have a sham going on in this country. We need to storm the proverbial Bastilles. Demand change. Free our brothers from a corrupt, brothers and sisters, from a corrupt system that is called the American government. We need to go in and reshape things and not allow one ruler to come to power, which could invariably happen in a tyrannical sense. No, we need to go in with the mindset of, we're going to impeach this motherfucker and put in somebody who will actually listen to us. And then we're going to wipe the board of all these motherfucking congressmen that don't do what we demand of them. It's not a crazy demand, because these motherfuckers get a shit ton of vacation time. I guarantee you they get more vacation time than you will ever get as a working class individual. I don't know what they do with their time. I know it's not laboring for the American people, because what gets fucking done? What gets passed? I don't understand how or why there needs to be more laws, more bureaucracy, more red tape to get through than previous generations. Our society is getting bigger. We're getting stronger. We are a powerful people. I get that. We as human beings have the eventuality of being either A, remembered in the cosmos, or not. But right now, we're too busy fighting over nothing and not improving the situation on our planet. We got too many people that are okay with the status quo, that are okay trashing the planet, that are okay being ignorant, that are okay being a slave. It's not okay. Wars happen because of assholes and egos, not because anybody actually wants to wakes up with the intention of just fucking doing harm willy-nilly. No, it's a war of egos. It's a war of territory. It's a war of those are all the wars. Those are all the conflicts. It's bravado, it's machismo, it's whatever it is you have a term for. It's what it is. It's not anything to do with the survival of anybody. So, moving forward, let's go ahead and get back to the table. And I'm not talking the negotiating table. No, it's not what I'm talking about. We need to get back to the ruler's table, because we as Americans rule this country. We are not the subjects of the government. They are the subjects of us. If they're not doing their job properly, if they're not doing for their constituency, then they have failed you. And failure means they need to be fired or imprisoned. Now, simply not being good at your job, you shouldn't get imprisoned for. But you should be fired. For sure. Now,
those who do deserve in prison are the ones who are frauding the American people, who are using the American people to make personal gains left and right, pretty much every senator and congressman. And I'm sick and tired of the rich and the bourgeoisie getting more say than the layman. That's not how it is supposed to be in this country. Now, there are natural charismatic leaders who happen to have money. But that doesn't mean they can turn around and buy more say in how things are going in this country. That's not going to cut it. We will never, ever live in a utopia. Let's get that straight. But we can always have a better system. A different algorithm that works better for us as a people. And we need to be able to figure that shit out. We need to be able to act on what's really right, what's really wrong. So, going back to what's going on in my case. For those who are keeping up on my channel, you can go to YouTube, type in Coppers Cove Police or PD, or just type in Coppers Cove false arrest, and you'll find my interactions with the Cove PD. You'll find the body cam, which is the newest release footage. It'll have on there Deputy Fox and Edwards discussing how it would be a false arrest to detain me with second and third hand information. What they should have done, which I would have applauded them for, is doing their due diligence in an investigation by getting on the phone with Maria instead of just a representative of Maria who is giving false information. Get it from the source. If the source says, hey, my husband said this emphatically, then it's an easy decision for law enforcement because they have somebody willing to give a direct account of what happened and testify to it. But what you had was is a power-hungry, angry, butthurt leadership in the military who came up with an entire fictional story and generated a bunch of lies to deny myself my constitutional freedoms. So I'm filing a complaint this week with the Corio County Sheriff's deputies, even though they did the most due diligence out of any of the agencies in that scenario. They had a duty to intervene in an illegal detention and a false arrest. They had a duty to do so. It's called failure to intervene. I'm going to file that complaint this week. I'm going to file the complaint with the Coppers Cove Police Department that I've been waiting to file because I've been waiting on this video. I wish I had more video to file the complaint from Coppers Cove themselves, but they won't give it to me. So I'm doing my due diligence. I'm doing what I need to do to launch a further investigation into the actions of the officers who illegally detained me. Because they couldn't justify why they were taking me and what under the law allows them to do so. Because there was nothing under the law that allowed them to do so. This isn't Minority Report. You can't predict the motherfucking future. And if that person is not displaying and doing things, you don't have reasonable articulable suspicion that that person is going to go commit a crime. And it's not just a hunch. You have to be able to prove that that person is doing things to go commit a crime. They had nothing. Not a thing. What happened is a pairing of two governmental entities, the United States Army at Fort Hood and Coppers Cove, the bitch of the United States Army, colluded to provide false information to an effect a detention and deny me my rights, which resulted in legal action against me for my children. So I'm battling a CPS case that never should have been. The investigator for CPS did not do his due diligence because this information has been available to him. Had he watched the information, had he had a discussion with the deputies, had he wrote that into his affidavit, he would not have had cause, there would have been no cause, to deny me, my wife, our children. Judge Monkowski is a lying, dishonest, dumb bitch. She is a moron and a farce on the American people and the residents of Texas. She deserves to not only be fired, impeached, she deserves to rot in a jail cell pending review of every one of her cases. And for every case she found cause where there was none, she should spend a year in jail. This whole immunity bullshit is exactly that. It's bullshit. Government entities should not be protected for fucking up. They should not. Yes, it is the American taxpayer paying the money. Yes, it is. The American taxpayer pays the money for their fuck up. But if you're put in power by the American people and you fuck up, it should result in jail time. Especially if you're holding people hostage and against their will and you go as far as denying them their inalienable rights. That's how big of a penalty there should be given that situation. It should be jail time. Officer Bartlett, Officer Cortez, Officer Nunez. You should spend time in a jail cell for the deprivation of my rights under color of law. Not just be fired, not just be fined, not just have your whole life ruined, but spend quality time behind jail. I think a deprivation of rights under color of law should be a mandatory sentence of 10 years. Mandatory. Whether it's a judge, whether it's a police officer, sheriff's deputy, whatever have you, should be a mandatory sentence of 10 years. Because what you're doing is you're ruining a life. You are forever altering the natural course of that person's life because of your fuck up. You subjected them to inhumanity by putting them in a place where their rights were restricted and denying them access to their natural resources, their natural environment, their children, their families. A further farce in the American people is our justice system, as far as our prisons go. Oh my God, are you guys kidding me? The American people, listen to yourselves. You're okay with locking up motherfuckers who aren't murderers or rapists. If we think of people in prison, we think of murderers and rapists. Not the guy down the street smoking a blunt or doing a little bit of mushrooms or peyote or some mind-altering substance that has been proven to have been brought in by our own government. I don't know about you guys, but think about the networks involved with shoveling in all of that, all those drugs. Do you think that people who are getting access to the drugs in the inner cities have a highly sophisticated
intelligent community of people bringing in those drugs without governmental protections. No. Fucking think about it for a second. All the cocaine, the meth, and everything is a vicious cycle perpetuated by our own government. Civil asset forfeiture. The forfeiture of your items based on the faulty premise of this may have been a result of illegal activity. Even if you can prove that what you're holding and where you got your possessions, even if you can prove that, in a court of law, you have to prove that those are your items, that you purchased them lawfully, that you did your due diligence and have a receipt or have information that shows where you got it. Our government is not an innocent until proven guilty notion. It is a guilty until proven innocent. That's what we have. We have a guilty until proven innocent society. And under the law, it should be innocent until proven guilty. The only people who actually get treated that way are motherfucking cops and government entities, because they're given 90 days to go, you know, get their affairs in order, be with their family, and not rot in a jail cell. Hell, you and me, we're spending time behind bars. Even if we did nothing wrong and we just defended ourselves, we will spend quality time behind bars away from our family and receive no fucking restitution for that, because the government's going to say, well, it was in good faith. No. Hogwash. We shouldn't stand for it. You will catch me protesting every motherfucking day that I can in Coppers Cove, Texas, by the fire station, by the municipal court, until I get the result that I want. Now, you may say, well, Dave, practice what you preach. Go there armed. Lord knows I want to. But the logistics don't work out right now, because I live on a military base. I am not allowed at this current juncture to have my firearm. Even as an American citizen, when you live on government property, you play by government rules. Unfortunately, that's the way it goes. You do have limited freedoms on post. But that's an agreement that I'm okay with. That's an agreement that I actually agreed to for right now. We are moving. But for right now, the logistics of going to get my firearm every time I want to use it and return it to where it needs to go and go armed, this is something that is too egregious for what I'm trying to accomplish. So simply holding a sign and saying my piece is okay. But I want to refer you to the agencies that are not addressing my issue. Let's talk about those agencies. The Fort Hood Inspector General has already told me they will not investigate further into this matter. That ultimately it goes back to the chain of command, who, of course, we all know government entities, when they investigate themselves, find themselves doing no wrong. I thought the IG, the Inspector General, was the outside entity that you called upon to do an inquiry, an investigation into the conduct of the chain of command. Because obviously you can't go to the chain of command if you're seeking outside help. The news agencies around here who have not picked up my story and will not give me feedback or respond to my inquiries are a product of the problem. They're a byproduct of the overarching problem of acquiescence to the government, acquiescence to the presence of Fort Hood. Another part of the problem is the general lack of care by some of the people here. On my very first day protesting, I had a counter-protester. Yeah, he was a cop. Or he was a service member who felt that we should be thanking the government or the police department for what they do and denying you your rights and extorting you at the side of the road and putting you in precarious situations and harmful situations with your family. We should be thanking them for being oppressors. We should be thanking them for extortion and trying to manipulate a system to bleed money from us or to put us in a cage. We should be thanking them for that? I don't fucking think so. I don't know, but it just seems kind of unfucking American to have the fascistic assholes trying to enforce laws they don't understand themselves or don't care to. Their training. Laughable. My God, these guys get a few fucking weeks of training to enforce laws that have taken years to go into effect, years to case law to understand and effect. It's just amazing, guys. We have a flawed system. We have a failure of a system. But I'm going to do my due diligence. I'm going to try and make it to city council meetings. I'm going to try and make it to every event I can make it to let the city of Copper's Cove know I'm not going to go away. I'm never going to go away now. I'm going to be a fixture in the government of Copper's Cove forever because I will make it painful for them to be citizens in Copper's Cove. By writing about them, talking about them as much as possible, and demeaning the shit out of Copper's Cove as an entity, as a bureaucratic entity, until they unfuck this situation. I will make it uncomfortable for them to have a police department of tyrants and allow them their ability to run free rein and without fucking repercussion. The repercussion is making an enemy forever. How long do you think the city, the residents of the city, are going to continue to play that fucking game and deal with people that are hostile towards them? Not very long. The city will go after and should go after those who did me wrong. I don't care if it's years from now, because there shouldn't be a statute of limitations on deprivation of rights under color of law. There shouldn't be. There shouldn't be a statute of limitations. If there's no statute of limitations on rape, then there should be no statute of limitations on deprivation of rights under color of law. We should be able to pursue those motherfuckers to the grave and put their fucking family members in jail for the shit that they did. You may say, Dave, why be that extreme? Why? Well, how the fuck would you feel if you did nothing wrong, you didn't break a motherfucking law, you didn't say anything wrong, yet you had your kids taken from you, and you've been subjected to a horrible court system and a failing system at that, and people who don't give a shit about you, all to collect a paycheck at your expense? Well, I'd be a little upset. Because I fucking am upset. Please follow my story. Continue to listen. Because I'm telling you, people, you think the words that I'm saying now won't hit home later, you're going to be sadly motherfucking mistaken. I really can't understand how there are people in this country, a supposedly free country, by the way, who allow this nonsense to persist. Because their mentality is, oh, it's somebody else's job to meddle in and go in and set things right. No. Don't take the onus off of you, American people. And I
really hate motherfuckers that get angry at protesters. How motherfucking dare you get angry at somebody doing their American right? I don't care if you agree or disagree with the motherfucking message. You should endorse what they're doing because they're allowed to do it. If you're one of those assholes in the world who think we need your permission out in a public venue or a public area to take your picture when you have multiple security cameras on your dumbass anyway, you are the asshole. You are the asshole. You don't understand the Constitution, and you should get the fuck out of my country. You should get the fuck out of the United States. You want real oppression? Go to motherfucking Russia. Go to China. You want real oppression. You want the kind of oppression that people need your fucking permission to film you. No, dumbass. No, especially if you work. If you are a government employee, get this through your thick motherfucking heads. We as the people are allowed to audit you. We are allowed to film you. We are allowed to check on you in the course of your duties and affect change. That's my show for today, people. Follow me on Twitter at dwelch9627. Follow me on Facebook. I've got three pages. I've got my author page on there, David M. Welch. I've got my page, Please Buy My Book, Hell's Waiting Room and Other Stories. And I've got more content to be released this week. I will probably end up doing three or four shows. So keep your head on a swivel, people. Keep listening.